This time, I think I was more focused, and I wasn't trying to wrestle the ranking. Mm-hmm. I was wrestling the wrestler. Mm-hmm. My coaches have been teaching me, and so also Clay Wow has taught me how to not be so scared because he's ranked number one. Mm-hmm. Just wrestle how I wrestle, and things will go well.
And then, let's talk about the emotion of this one right now. How does it feel?
Oh, it feels so much. My heart's still racing from it. My brother was crying afterwards. So was my dad. So I think it's just a great opportunity to be a three-time state champion. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I wrestled the ranking last time. Mm-hmm. I wasn't wrestling myself.
And what kind of motivation, momentum, however you want to call it, can this give you going into state next weekend?
I think it'll give me a lot now. Mm-hmm. Now, since I beat him, I think I can wrestle my way more now instead of being so scared of other men and wrestlers.
And then overall, how do you think the team did today?
I think that we were wrestling more passive during the second round than the first. But I think they did the best they could, and that's all we can do for them.
Two things I noticed about your match. Number one was going right at Prieto's legs early. I mean, having an aggressive posture, was that something that you were figuring on?
Yeah. I noticed that where he shoots is always to his good side. So as long as I kept my leg back, I could counter his shots more often than I did previous.
And then in the third, you were down. Obviously, you were trying to get that quick start several times. Mm-hmm. It was called for being too quick. What was going through your mind to try to get out of there quickly?
I think because my coaches have teaching me to look at the ref's lips. So I try to jump it when he puckers. But obviously, I only got it one time, so I just had to wait for when he blew the whistle.